Hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Easy, bossy. The music is coming. Please be patient. Cynthia, it's good to have you listening. Dana, how are you doing? Spencer, turn up the radio a little bit. Hello, Cinnamon. Emily, it's good to have you listening. Hi, Anna and Josh and sweet little Kara. Ooh, she's getting a little bigger, though, isn't she? Healthy kiddo. Brianna, it's good to have you along. JD and Nathan, hello to you, too. Jennifer and Stephanie and Jeffrey. Keep up the homeschooling. Is listening to We Kids a homeschooling assignment? Corey and Jess, hello to you, too. Darcy and Jarvis, thanks for the picture, kiddos. I appreciate that. Mindy, Katie, Danny, and Peter. And you, too, it's good to have you listening. Now, why can't Zachariah talk after he meets the angel Gabriel? You'll be finding out during today's Bible story. And if you'd like Wee Kid stickers in time for Christmas, now's the time to get them free from me. Helping you know the Lord and grow in Him, this is Wee Kids. And you'd better believe the Bible is true.
Believe it or not, the Bible says it's true. And wonders more amazing are written through and through. Believe it or not, it's right there in the book. Come on and take a look, and believe it or not. Now, did you know there was a time a man lived to be 969? Then there was the longest day, we're told. All because God put the sun on hold. Believe it or not, the Bible says it's true. And wonders more amazing are written through and through. Believe it or not, it's right there in the book. Come on and take a look, and believe it or not, there was a father very great, whose many children numbered 88, and a king who loved to hear those wedding chimes. He married 700 times.
Believe it or not,
the Bible says it's true. And wonders more amazing are written through and through.
Believe it or not,
it's right there in the book. Come on and take a look, and believe it or not, you'll read about a giant man who had six fingers on each hand. And though he only had a single nose, the Bible said he had a dozen toes.
Believe it or not,
I believe it, the Bible says it's true. And wonders more amazing are written through and through.
Believe it or not,
it's right there in the book. Come on, take a look, and believe it or not, that's not to mention, without exaggeration, a donkey and his master had a two-way conversation.
Believe it or not,
the Bible says it's true, and wonders more amazing are written through and through.
Believe it or not,
it's right there in the book. Come on and take a look, and believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
I believe it, and I hope you do too, because the Bible is absolutely true. It's the Word of God. You can count on it as being trustworthy. God Himself is truth. He never lies to us. And so, what you heard about the 969-year-old man is true. That's a long time to live. That's a lot of birthday candles, let me tell you. His name was Methuselah. You can read about him in Genesis chapter 5. And who was the man with 88 children? He was also the king who was married 700 times. That was Solomon. Thank you, Dewey Decimal, for singing about these good people. Well, mostly good people. The giant with six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. That was Goliath. And he had brothers that were like that, too. Big guys. And the donkey that talked with its master? Balaam was the master, and he was very surprised that his donkey talked to him. Lots of fascinating things in the Word of God. The best part of the Bible is in the New Testament, where God tells us how we can know him, how we can be right with him, how we can have our sins forgiven. And that's done only one way, kids. And this is so important. The only way to be right with God is to come to him through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died in our place. We deserve to die. The Bible says we deserve to be separated from God forever and ever. And yet God makes a way, a wonderful way, to know him by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place. Oh, that's good news. This is We Kids with Mr. Nick. Did you know that Jesus Christ was a kid once, too?
When you were a kid, did you ever have a bad dream? Eat lima beans or get holes in your jeans? Did you ever get stuck in a tree and scrape up your knee? Your good shirt, or hide all your veggies and ask for dessert? Did you ever get stung by a bee, forget your ABCs when you were a kid like me?
Then you know all the stuff the kids go through, and you know that it's tough to be a little you. But when I pray, you know what to do.
Jesus Christ knows exactly what it's like to be a kid, because he was one once. He walked as a kid here on this earth, all God and yet all human. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. Today's Bible story is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. It's about Zechariah meeting an angel. Over 400 years passed since the last prophet of the Old Testament told about the coming of the Messiah. And then one day God sent a special messenger to a priest named Zechariah as he was burning incense in the temple. When he saw the angel, Zechariah was confused and frightened. But the angel said to him, "Zechariah, don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard by God. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give birth to a son. You will name him John. You will be very happy. Many people will be happy because of his birth. John will be a great man for the Lord. He will never drink wine or beer. Even at the time John is born, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will help many people of Israel return to the Lord their God. He himself will go before the Lord. John will be powerful in spirit like Elijah. He will make peace between fathers and their children. He will bring those who are not obeying God back to the right way of thinking. He will make people ready for the coming of the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I know that what you say is true? I'm an old man, and my wife is old, too." The angel answered him, I am Gabriel. I stand before God. God sent me to talk to you and to tell you this good news. Now listen, you'll not be able to talk until the day these things happen. You will lose your speech because you did not believe what I told you. But these things will really happen. Then Zechariah went outside, but he could not speak to the waiting people. Later, Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, became pregnant. How is this story going to end up? You're going to have to tune in next time to We Kids. Meanwhile, kids, here's a good verse to remember. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 67, "Before I suffered, I did wrong, but now I obey your word."
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it
If there's anyone who can change a heart, it's the Almighty God Himself who works on us from the inside out. Zechariah had a lesson to learn, and while he was waiting for his son John to be born, didn't have much to say, did he? Good thing that Zechariah did not have a radio program. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids. Time now for our wonderful We Kids March. Ah, Grump, come on. When are you going to get into the mood to march? Look at all of these kids around here. Mary Beth, would you like to be march later? Yes, you're in the mood to march, aren't you? I'm putting you ahead of Annalisa, Charity, Joseph. And, Mama, you making buttermilk pancakes? Oh, they smell good. Don't let them burn, but I expect you to be marching a few steps anyway, Mama, in this thing. Jennifer, I am making you head of the homeschool household, at least during our wonderful We Kids March. Will you be march leader, please, ahead of Stephanie and Jeffrey? And, Mama, will you carry Kara in this family here while Anna leads and Josh follows? Wonderful. Andrew, I'm making you march leader ahead of Samantha, Philip, and Regina over here. Ruth, you're going to be marching with your friend Abigail. You want to be the march leader? Okay, you're in. Megan, no, your cat Silver cannot be march leader. Let's see. Julie, thanks for the picture. Sure enough, I'm making you march leader ahead of David and Becky. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, won't you please? If I haven't picked a march leader yet, will you please pick one for me? And no pigs marching in this thing. No roosters marching. No sheep marching in this thing, please. And no trike riding either. Here are the rules. Rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, Greg, are you listening? Knees up high. It's a march, not a run, son. Number three, this goes for big marchers. Mama, Papa, grandpa, grandma-sized marchers. Especially if you're a big marcher, don't march over the little marchers. Watch where you're marching, please. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Carla, what are you doing? Kiddo, put the knees up high and the feet in time with the music. Laura, you're supposed to be marching during this thing. There you go, a little better. Feet in time with the music. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left, right, left. Here comes Crystal and Jared and Caleb, Jonathan, Rebecca. Good marching. Here comes Marianne. Hello, Kara. Hi there, Eric. Where's Hannah? Ah, there she is. What are you doing, kiddo? March gently for a moment or two here. And then when the music gets big, you march big, Hannah. Hello, Stephanie. Hi there, Jennifer. Jennifer, you're leading or following today. What's going on? Jeffrey, what are you doing? You're supposed to be following Jennifer. Desiree. Catherine. Stephen. Isabel's got her own marching style, isn't she? Here comes Jonathan. JD, good marching. And Nathan's not too far behind. Luke. Ben. Jill. Joy. Abigail and this household. What a herd of happy marchers. And a new baby coming this month also. Oh, that's wonderful. More marchers. Another boy, Mama. All right. Remember your breathing. No sweat. Words of a father. Anna and Amy, you're a good marcher. Here comes Brittany. David and Julie and Becky, all the way to the end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Zach, keep marching, kiddo. Stick with it, Ashley and Laura and Caitlin and Andrew. Good marching. Watch out for the trombone players. Oh, you kids are wonderful marchers. You may be seated. This is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids. Christmas is coming. A great day.
It's a great day. What a great day. It's a day for singing hallelujah. It's a great day. What a great day. It's a day for singing hallelujah. It's a great day. What a great day. It's a day for singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear all nations upon the earth,
Yes, Christmas is coming. It's a great day, a wonderful day to sing hallelujah, for it's the day we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what the rejoicing is about during the month of December. Youngin, I pray that your heart is a hallelujah heart, a heart that's filled with the love and the life of the Lord. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and we're chugging along on the Bible train.
Here comes the Bible train, chugging round the bend. I know the engineer, he's my special friend. Destination heaven with stops along the way.
All aboard,
we'll even, so get on board
Youngin, it's been good to have you chugging with me through the past half hour of We Kids, and here comes the caboose, just about out of time. What do you think about today's Bible story, Zechariah meeting the angel Gabriel? Zechariah learning the hard way that he's supposed to do what he's told. When an angel comes and says, you're going to be a father, and you're going to name him John, Zechariah should have just believed what the angel told him. The Bible verse that goes along with this, Psalm 119, verse 67, the psalmist says, before I suffered, I did wrong, but now I obey your word. Kids, suffering is the hard way to learn. Simply take God at his word. Do what the Bible says. Believe him, love him, serve him, praise him. And that's what we've been doing for the past half hour of We Kids, rejoicing in the Lord. Well, look at this, a little note here. What does this say? For ride, ring bell. Oh, is it going to be a tricycle, a skateboard, a baby buggy for Mr. Nick today? I don't see any ride. Come on, come on, come on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where did this thing come from? I can't believe it. This is my ride. Oh, no. Don't leave. Don't leave. I'm getting on. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. See you next time.